celebrating 50 years of KBEM, I'm Sam Keenan. For years, KBEM has partnered with MnDOT, that's the Minnesota Department of Transportation, if you haven't heard, providing breaking traffic news and congestion reports on the air for Minneapolis-St. Paul metro folks. That partnership began way back in 1989 when MnDOT was looking to develop a real-time traffic reporting system for the public. It started as a two-year pilot project when KBEM hired sportscaster Mike Morin to broadcast real-time info to the radio listeners. Over the years, he and Don Zinenko worked hard putting out over 800 daily reports each month. On top of that, MnDOT produced many important safety announcements. Here are some highlights we dug up from the yesteryear of 1995.
Have you ever taken a 30-second vacation behind the wheel?
Have you ever said to yourself, where did the last 2 miles go?
Each day, many of us get into our cars and drive to work, alone. Watch for deer as you drive. Many of the best times in life occur in our youth. Unfortunately, one poor decision when you're young can haunt you forever.
In a hurry to get home? If they're not buckled up, they may never get home.
First, the good news. Drunk drivers are killing fewer people on our roads. Now the bad.
The car crash can happen anytime.
About the only thing worse than a snowstorm are people who drive in them.
Even a short drive can result in serious injury or death.
It's time to change our attitudes about traffic fatalities.
Winter in Minnesota brings lots of snow and ice. With them come big orange snowplows.
If I'm just careful, I can make it home. At about a .15, I'm the best driver in the world. Nobody drives better than me, drunk or sober.
Taking a nap is good unless you're taking it behind the wheel. Don't crowd the plow. And above all, stay calm. The storm will end. You will be found. A message from your Minnesota Department of Transportation.
Keep all that in mind. Of course, since 1989, new developments like dynamic traffic signs, smartphone apps, and in-car systems have made it easier to get the word out. But as late as 2014, Brian Carey, the freeway management operations engineer, heralded KBEM as, quote, a critical tool in getting information out to the public. This little vignette is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Thanks to MnDOT for their efforts and support over the years. And thank you for your listenership. Here's to another 50 years.